There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is to bring you up to date on what's going on. You can converse with us if you would like. We'll converse with you about what others are saying. It's not gossip. It is emotion. It is opinion. It is the idea hut, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour as we proceed through our daunting task of understanding what's going on in this crazy world of ours. 888-302-3684 gets through to us with your loving message. Hopefully you've got one, or your pertinent message. Email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com, or Facebook and Twitter are there at your disposal. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Three people have died in that 16-hour standoff in Sydney, including an Iranian-born gunman who once sent offensive letters to families of troops trying to figure out what the heck this is all about. It began in the most incongruous of ways, from what I have gathered. Nice Monday morning inside a cheerful cafe in the heart of Australia's largest city. This gunman bursts in, takes 17 people hostage, forces somebody to hold a flag with an Islamic declaration of faith above the shop's window where there was a Merry Christmas sign. And then it ended after midnight local time with a barrage of gunfire, two hostages dead, the gunman dead, four others wounded. And a country that has long prided itself on its independence, on its peace and quiet. People go there to get away from what's going on in the rest of the world. And now that's rocked to its core. Police deciding to storm the chocolate cafe when they heard gunfire inside. A loud bang rang out. Hostages ran from the building. Police swooped in. Lots of noise. Bomb disposal robot was sent into the building. There were no explosives found in there. They made the call because they believed that at that time, if they didn't, there would have been more people who might have been killed under the circumstances. Probably a good call. So, the identification of the gunman, a 50-year-old man named Haron Moniz, who once was prosecuted for sending offensive letters to the families of troops killed in Afghanistan. Prime Minister said that he had a long history of violent crime and infatuation with extremism and certainly mental instability. So, Kenny, what are we getting out of this at facebook.com/good day, a lot of people are trying to tie it to ISIS or to other extremist organizations. Not sure whether that's legit or not. He certainly had a history of, as a matter of fact, apparently he went in and out of this cafe from time to time. He was convicted last year and sentenced to 300 hours of community service for using the Postal Service to send what a judge called grossly offensive letters to families of soldiers who had been killed in Afghanistan. So, do we find, at least on our side of this pond, by the way, earlier this year was charged with a sexual assault of a woman, apparently. Anyway, so there's a long history of strange behavior, to be sure. What are people thinking about this? Is it a concerted act of terrorism, or just a man who's damaged goods, who is doing something outrageous knowing that he's probably on his way out?
Don says, the Australian Prime Minister said this guy had a long history of violent crime and mental instability. Therein lies a major problem that exists there and here in the U.S. No one should have a long history of violent crime. If there are more than two instances of violent crime in anyone's record, they should face capital punishment. Why subject citizens to danger unnecessarily?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's advice for the folks over there, and probably he means it for advice over here. You agree?
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with what he said.
No, but you agree that's, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
Yeah. All right, what else have you got?
Marianne says, lone wolf attacks will not stop as long as there is Islam. Whenever there is Islam, there are radicalized individuals or groups. Somehow the idea of jihad is very appealing. So let's be honest. Whether or not we defeat ISIS and Al-Qaeda, the risk of some immigrant going postal does not disappear.
Not at all. Not under any circumstance. You're right. Or whoever said that. Is that what was the name of the listener?
Marianne.
Marianne. All right. What else have you got?
Brad says, when will these terrorist groups be defeated? Is that even possible? Let's say one day we get rid of ISIL, Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, etc., and all their wonderful friends. What then? Do you really think it will just stop?
Mm-hmm. No, I think we're in a situation that's spiraling out of control. Gets better, gets worse. There's whether you believe in astrology or don't believe in astrology, I'll give you the thumbnail sketch of what's going on over what's been going on the last couple of weeks and will continue apparently because of what astrologers believe to be is a collision of some pretty warlike influences and planets and stuff, where there's so much disruption in the world at a time, especially when there ought to be peace and love. I think that's what we think. Everything stops, and in many arenas it does stop at Christmas time, but these sorts of things, just through the anger and just the disassociation with a reality that they don't like, continues to foster these sorts of things. Look at the history of the planet. Look at what we glorify in that movie that's out about Moses. I mean, good God. That kind of stuff. And it's all killing and slaughter and I want to be in control. I want to be in charge. Pretty sick reality. All right, anyway, so that's the story on the specifics in Sydney. Now, in a moment, Ivan Eland will join us. He's somebody who writes a lot, and the Huffington Post is usually his home for his ideas. The latest thoughts he has on ISIS as we continue with this thought or this concern about terrorism in our world. 888-302-3684 for your comments. Up next, here on Good Day, a focus on the Middle East.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer. It's
definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Responsibly. Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Prices are for base buildings only.
If
2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build. Call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent. For office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more, you just can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 800-98-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 800-98-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Ivan Eland is the director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, writing in the Huffington Post this weekend about Turkey and what's going on with their, because Syria is on the border. The ISIS people are on the border of Turkey, and there have been a lot of people concerned that Turkey should be more active in trying to go after ISIS. Isn't that the bottom line, Ivan?
Yes, and in fact, they're doing the opposite, and they're trying to get the U.S. dragged into a war with Assad, as if we don't have enough to do to combat the ISIS problem. So, yeah, I think Turkey is really demanding things from the U.S., and they should be helping us defend against ISIS. But instead, they're more concerned about the Kurds, which is right at the Kurdish area of Syria and Iraq are right on the border of Turkey as well, and they're more concerned about them than they are ISIS.
Well, so where should we be? Where should there be the people who are listening to this program right now? What do they need to know about ISIS as of today and the threat toward that whole region and the threat toward the rest of the world?
Well, I think ISIS is much different than Al-Qaeda. People think that all these Islamist groups are the same. ISIS is an army. They operate out in the open, so that's an advantage. You can target them, with conventional means, whereas Al-Qaeda is a secretive organization. They have a worldwide network, although I don't want to overstate that, but they also have a good bomb-making capability. So, they're more in the shadows, bomb here, bomb there, and ISIS is occupying territory. And wherever an organization occupies territory, they're more vulnerable to attack. And so I think ISIS is more of a regional threat, at least right now. And people shouldn't get as hysterical about it as they're doing it, including the policymakers in Washington. Certainly we have to watch that. But I think Al-Qaeda, we can't divert our attention from the wrong enemy, which we did after 9/11. So I think we need to keep.
How is it that we keep doing that? Is that the news media? How are we supposed to get a focus on things? Everybody's got different ways of measuring or understanding what's going on in the world. So how do we get the grasp of that which is most important?
Well, I think the United States is really overextended in the world. I mean, we can no longer afford to do this with $18 trillion in national debt. So I think we need to be a little more selective. We're sort of in the mode of being the only superpower since, the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. So that leads us to think we can solve any problem. And then since we have the best military in human history, we think we can solve it with any problem with the military. So it's sort of like, as the old saying goes, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So I think we need to be more selective in the use of the military and, assess whether this group or that group is a threat to the U.S. I mean, Boko Haram in Nigeria is equally as nasty as ISIS, yet we're not taking military action there.
Right. All right, Ivan, thanks for the overview. Ivan Eland from the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, focusing on some of the things that he's written that maybe you might want to check out and read, see what his analysis is of the situation. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Songs from the Sounds of Christmas.com. Every day it changes because of the way Sounds of Christmas.com operates, in the sense that here we have interactive site. You can rate the songs and how they're chosen as a way of seeing the list differ a lot every year, and there's so many different varieties of tunes. Here are the Beach Boys with the number 10 song today at the Sounds of Christmas.com. Christmas time is here again from 1977. Grand Jet Up. Richie! No, I don't either. Number 9 today from the Christmas Sounds of Christmas.com, Pearl Jam.
Someday at Christmas, man won't be born. Playing with Bob like his favorite toys. When my December, our hearts will see a world where we are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's we were.
Number 8 this morning, What Christmas Means to Me for 2011, Empty Pockets. Yeah, you like this?
Everywhere we go. While you're singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things and more.
That's what Christmas means to me.
Good song. Nice job.
Christmas.
I like it. I like this. Number 7 on the list of Sounds of Christmas hits today, Stevie Wonder.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laugh.
Pretty much everybody knows this song in his version of it. 1967 was recorded. Number 6 belongs to Bob and Doug McKenzie.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
guys are supposed to be funny, right?
The day of Christmas, my true love gave me
1981.
Two turtlenecks and a beer.
And that actually is funny. It takes a lot to make me laugh, but it's pretty funny.
Three French toast, two turtlenecks and a beer.
Mariah Carey from 2010 is number 5. Number 4 today on the Christmas Sounds of, SoundsOfChristmas.com belongs to Tim Rushlow and his big band.
You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you.
New this year, Kenny, right?
Yeah, used to be the lead singer for Little Texas.
Really?
Oh, I remember that.
Good guy. He's got a big band.
He's making
a I can hear the big band.
Check it in twice.
More and more people going in that direction, aren't they?
Big band's cool.
Yeah, good. Santa Claus is coming to town. Number 3.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Hippopotamus for Christmas. Brand new this year as well. Great Big World. What's the story here, Kenny?
They're a relatively new band. They had a giant hit last year called Say Something. They did with Christina Aguilera.
Number 2.
What do we think of this song? Do we like it?
No.
Okay.
Number 2, Pamplemousse. Wow. And the number 1 song, this is a moldy oldie back to 1957, Les Brown and his band of renown, Nutcracker Sweet. After a good day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
Prices are for base buildings only. If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent for office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more. You just can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 898-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 898-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
December.
We have 1 week and one day before Christmas Eve. Hello. Get that. Put that into your realm of reality. And I have my daughter is going to give birth to a baby boy next Monday. So that's on the horizon as well. And then there's the new year with lots of hope and well wishes, hopefully, from all of us to all of you and vice versa. Anyway, the hour that you're listening to, Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, most of the time we focus on an issue or two or three that we can dig into and sort of chew around. You're welcome to participate, certainly encouraged. 888-302, Doug is phone number. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And then there's Twitter and Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. The question of Christmas in the time of year. I guess if you were coming from another planet and you were landing on Earth and you came to America and you listened to this thing called a radio, you'd probably understand that it must be Christmas time because of all of the spots that are running for jewelry chains, Kenny, and new smartphones, and the International Star Registry is out there. So you can have a planet named after you. How about them apples?
Nice.
Huh? I want to have a planet named after me. Take Alice and go to the moon. The world of health and well-being. A quick reference to Obamacare survey out 2 days ago. Sign-up season for the health care law off to a much stronger start this year. I believe the period of sign-up was 1 month and it ended yesterday. Am I right on that, Kenny? For this year?
It ended sometime in January.
Oh, is it? Really? I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was yesterday, but you probably are more connected to that than I am. The poll suggesting the Affordable Health Care Act is something that is considerably valuable. I take a deep breath before I say it because this whole thing is such a lightning rod. Americans remain very skeptical about how the national health care system is working because of the costs, availability, that sort of thing. There are always people who have good stories, and there are always people who have bad stories, and how they wear and how it is faring seems to be a little under the 50% mark. But then there are a lot of people who really have had good experience. Kenny, you have, and others who say it's saved them a lot of money. Not sure they're getting any better care out of it, but they're saving money. So one out of two ain't bad. In the hell, you wanted to say something? I can tell when you took a deep breath.
No, I'm just enjoying a Hall's cough drop.
Ah, all right. Well, you better get to your doctor and get checked out. The old expression, a picture is worth a thousand words. I have a picture in front of me that maybe I'll send to Kenny so he can post it at DougStephan.com. There's a woman standing up in front of what only could be described as a tin shack. These people in this family that you see in this picture were quarantined after their parents showed signs of Ebola. Father died from it. Nobody in the family is sick, but they have been told they have to stay in this shack. And the reason that I look at it and I think so seriously about it has to do with my own experiences going to Kenya and to Ethiopia and some of the countries that are on the Horn of Africa a number of years ago, and going into a village outside of Addis Ababa, which was inhabited by 200,000 people who had nothing to do except exist. That was it. They had no job. They had not anything to eat. They had no place to live. And yet there were babies crawling all over the place. So I managed to spend most of the day there. I started my experience by looking at people. It was 110, 115, and the humidity was really almost unbearable. The people in this compound, and they pretty much are quarantined, not because of anything wrong with them, but because they want to keep all of these people that are having similar experiences together, the government does. So there was a hospital in there that was run by Mother Teresa, loaded with people who had all kinds of, they had AIDS, there were people who had whooping cough, there were people in there that had, these were all things that they were dying from, and that the only reason they put them in the hospital was so that they'd be comfortable as they died. They never really fix anybody in the hospitals there, they just bring them there so that they'll have some sort of quality of life if that's what they choose to do as they die. And so the picture that I'm looking at is so stark and so reminds me of what I saw, not in terms of people who were ill necessarily, but of the living conditions these people have that we have no grasp, we can't possibly grasp unless you're in the deepest, darkest parts of Appalachia in our country where there are some people who do live in this kind of squalor. But they would stand in the gutter in the street as the urine went down the street because they have no plumbing, nothing. And that's how they'd cool their feet, standing in urine. And I remember going into a little schoolroom that they had, a school run by the Catholic Church. And on one side of the room was a number of, there were biblical attributions, if you will, phrases, teachings that the youngsters that were in the school were learning. On the other side of the room was a picture of a penis, and on the teacher's desk was a wooden penis, and she had all kinds of paraphernalia there for birth control. Now, these were junior high school boys and girls that were learning from their teacher what Jesus said and what the Bible says, and also how to have protection to keep yourself from getting pregnant. Because by that time, 12, 13, 14, most girls in this village are pregnant. Some have had one baby. Some have had two. I remember meeting a mother who was 18, had three children. And she was in a three-sided, one side corrugated boxes. The roof was tin that had holes in it. And one of the sides had some sort of wood on, they're going to keep the weather out if it was if it was really horrible. And on the dirt floor in this little shack that must not have been more than 10 by 10, she had these three young children, a baby and two young children. They were all crying. She had nothing to feed them. And across the way from that little shack was another shack. And in this shack, there were probably two dozen men who had gone around the village gathering as much grass as they could. They bring it in, they cook it, and make it into a mash so that it becomes some kind of an alcohol. They drink it, they get drunk, and they chase these girls that are 12, 13, 14 around, impregnate them, and thus the continuing surge of population in areas like this, because that's all there is. And they had only one meal, that there was a location in what amounted to the downtown area of this particular part of the city. And there was a big, I remember walking, seeing hundreds of people standing in line and looking and engaging with my eyes with some of the people who were there who were emaciated. Horrible. You just wonder how these souls came to earth. Why are they here? And at the end of the line, or at the or behind the hospital, was this great big huge pot, a cauldron, and in it was a under was a fire, and in it was porridge. It was being made from dough and whatever other scraps they could find around, and people would stand in that line all day, 24 hours a day, for a small plate of that porridge. They'd eat it, and they'd go back and get in the line again, and they'd stay. That was their life. They spent all day, every day, in the line to get the next bite of porridge in the next 24 hours. Can you imagine living like that? And so when we think about what's going on with these countries and how it is they can't get a hold of the Ebola virus, and even though things seem to be better, there's still plenty of trouble here. When you think about what I've experienced and saw, you understand better what's going on and how it is so hard to deal with these people in a way that helps them help themselves. All right, so that's one medical concern. The presence of Dr. Bruce Shanahoff now, one of the doctors associated with Good Day, as we focus on needless drugs being developed and why, next on Good Day.
Find a sleigh full of savings this Tuesday through Thursday at Kohl's. For 3 days only, get great gifts under $20. Like Marvel and Star Wars action figures for just $11.99 each. A Disney Frozen watch for only $14.99. Pick up a Black & Decker coffee maker for $19.99. And select fragrance gift sets are just $19.49 each. You'll earn Kohl's cash too. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Great gifts under $20 this Tuesday through Thursday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Reputation, as they say, is everything. So when the dean of a large law school discovered that his school had a poor reputation according to most polls, he decided to conduct his own poll. He created a list of 10 other schools and asked 100 lawyers to rank them. The list included Harvard, Yale, Penn State, and seven others. When the results came back, right in the middle of the pack was Penn State. The only problem is, Penn State didn't have a law school at the time. The law school president had intentionally included a fictitious school in his poll to show that even the most educated people sometimes rely too much on reputation when making decisions. Let's be fair. This lesson also applies to how we settle our disputes. Courts have a reputation amongst many people as the only place to resolve conflicts legally. However, other lesser-known solutions like mediation and arbitration can often bring victims better results even quicker and at a lower cost. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Sweet. Balancing is an important thing. In the world of medicine, we have a lot of different interests. There are the people who believe we ought not to have any doctors. Never go to the doctor, take care of yourself. There are religions that are built on that. There are, on the other extreme, doctors and practices that are aimed at following the letter of the law and or research. If it isn't in print, it's no good. And then there are people who are in the middle, kind of like me. Dr. Bruce Shanoff, one of those practitioners, has a interesting practice in Encino, just on the other side of the hill, pretty close to Jennifer, actually, in the valley. He's a valley guy.
I'm a valley girl.
You talk like the valley girls. All right, so what does it sound like talking like a valley girl, Jennifer?
Like totally. Oh, my God.
All right.
Like that.
All right, Bruce, how does the typical valley right. guy sound?
You know, Doug, I don't know. I grew up on the west side. I moved to the valley because of housing costs.
No,
so.
Right. Those of us on the west side know what the housing costs are, too, as a matter of fact. Maybe I should move over to where you are. Bruce's practice has a great website, very informative, 818newback.com. He specializes in decompression. I'm going through that now. Next week when I'm out there, I'll maybe see you a couple of times to get it. The doctor here told me that I'd feel worse before I get better. You know what? He's right.
No. Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. All right. So what are you looking at here between the lines in your medical research?
Well, I think a very important issue that exists in healthcare today is talking about the medical nonsense of developing drugs with very marginal benefits. And this week in the news, there was a drug called Cyramza. I believe it's called Cyramza. It starts off C-Y-R. So I'm presuming it's a soft C, not a hard C like Cyramza.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, Cyramza is an anti-cancer drug. It was originally approved for stomach cancer, and last week its approval expanded to include non-small lung cancer. Mm-hmm. Now, this drug got approval because it was able to provide a 1.4-month increase in overall survival in cancer patients from 9.1 months from diagnosis to 10.5 months. Now, that to me is a pretty marginal improvement in survival rate, especially when you consider that these drugs typically cost in the range from $100,000 up to $1 million. And with FDA approval, Medicare typically has to cover this stuff. And understand, it isn't just a free 1.4 months of extra life. The side effects include loss of white blood cells to fight germs, inflammation of the mouth lining, severe bleeding, blood clots, high blood pressure, and impaired wound healing. So it's not a picnic that, you know, you're going on for these 1.4 months. So what it comes down to is this is not great health care, okay? But what it is it's great business for big pharma.
Yep.
And I think it's time to stop giving people false hope at ridiculously high costs. And it's also time to stop manipulating numbers that make the benefits look significant when they aren't. Because like with Cyramza, you could say, well, you know, with Cyramza, we provide a 16% increase in the life expectancy. And that starts to sound like something of substance. But in reality, I mean, 1.4 months, you're going to be sick as a dog. Why do we spend money on junk like this other than to enrich Big Pharma?
Well, you see this, and most everybody on the street will agree with you, but because they give so much money to congressional campaigns and their ties into the FDA and into government are so strong that we might as well be, you know, just talking to the wind here, unless there's some kind of revolution in the way things work, because
it's horrible stuff.
Right, it is. It's horrible, and it's horrible that the money has gone to that instead of something else more practical. Call on Bruce for practicality. Go to his website, 818newback.com. Dr. Bruce Shanahan here with the information for you to be thinking about on Good Day. 51 past the hour.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Red suit flying around in reindeer because he craves the spotlight. He's a fame junkie. The guy's a clown. He's a megalomaniac. It's all a big show game. He presents himself like, hey, I love to give gifts. Look at me. I'm so nice. He's getting paid. He's got a whole thing happening on the backside. You know they sell more little Santa statues and little Christmas trinkets than they do the Buddha?
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus
Lane. We're gonna dump the Easter bunny. It just doesn't make any sense anymore. I mean, Easter and bunnies and eggs and all that. I mean, it just, where's the synergy? Don't get it.
You're not gonna believe this. Another request, but here comes Santa Claus. This time from Beth in accounting. Here you go, Beth.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with the Santa Claus again?
Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
This is from the movie Fred Claus, which was the number one movie during Christmas time 2007. And yep, Doris Day is who you're listening to sing. This was used a couple of times, Chucker, in the movie, this song, right? Here comes Santa Claus. He's putting the burden. You know this, you've seen this movie. How many times, Chucker?
Here comes Santa Claus.
A couple times. Unfortunately, it's not very good, although it does have a couple good scenes, and I like Vince Vaughn. But like every Christmas movie, it will still be played at this time of year continuously.
No matter what. All right, so that brings...
If you make a Christmas movie, you're going to get royalties.
Yeah. All right, so here's the poll of the day today at DougSteffen.com. Which recent Christmas movie do you try to watch every every year. A, Christmas Vacation, not
yes.
me. A, B, Christmas Story. C, Elf. D,
yes.
Polar Express. E, The Santa Claus. F, Other. G, Two or More of the Above.
Got to so. Be Elf and National Lampoon. What do you
I
mean?
Can tell you, and honestly, the only movie I've really seen, I don't even remember that I... Who's in The Christmas Story?
There's a bunch of them.
That's Scrawny, and when he gets his tongue stuck.
Oh,
Okay. I've only seen a part of Christmas Vacation. The rest of them I haven't seen. Does that mean I'm a bah humbug?
Really? You are.
I know. I guess
have
I'm
some fun. Loosen up.
Right.
Hey, can I tell a story real quick, Will?
No.
Quickly?
No. After we're going to have a commercial or two, and then you can tell your story. Chuck Curry with the results of the box office. Box office totals coming up here on Good Day.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 67 years of delivering a message of hope to America. America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to more than 7 million children in over 760 communities nationwide. Nearly 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under the tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really needs your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
All right, so Chuck, you have a story you wanted the floor. Help yourself, please.
Yeah, last night, fascinating. You know, I do the revivals at my local community theater in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. We did It's a Wonderful Life, and I had this idea that I would cater it to the audience to try to get extra people in. We did Italian food, and I couldn't believe that 250 people actually showed up.
Wow.
For the free food, or because they wanted to see It's a Wonderful Life?
Which for that theater is absolutely amazing. It was a really cool experience. I think it's the best Christmas movie ever made.
Yeah, that's good for you.
There were people crying when it was over. Yeah. I told some really funny jokes, and I am completely broke for Christmas. I spent so much money on it, but I had a great time. It was really good.
What a wonderful gesture! You're to be commended and congratulated. What a nice thing to do.
And tell my wife that.
I will.
Number one movie at the box office this weekend: Ridley Scott's Exodus: Gods and Kings, doing $24.5 million. Considering its budget, though, that's a fairly weak opening. It's going to have to do well overseas to break even. Penguins of Madagascar plays second, 7.3. Chris Rock, well-reviewed, top five, a solid 7.2 million on 900 screens. Other movies of interest: Interstellar, 5.5, 167 million to date. That round out the top five. The Hobbit, which is the last entry in Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings franchise, opens Wednesday. Reviews actually pretty good. Next week you got Annie, a remake, Night of the Museum 3 with Ben Stiller. I believe it's the last big screen appearance by Robin Williams, who's in that film. December 25th, you'll see The Gambler with Mark Wahlberg. The Interview, the movie that caused a stir over at Sony, to say the least, with Seth Rogen. Into the Woods, Unbroken, and Tim Burton's Big Eyes.
The producers of the next James Bond film say an early version of the screenplay was hacked.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you can see it. Why would they have it already? It's not coming out till what, springtime?
Well, it was hacked and released online.
Oh,
they didn't
God.
Want it. That's just what happened.
Ooh. All right. Thanks, Chucker. Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.